Christine Gao, you were 16 when you moved to Wichita. You graduated from North High and earned your bachelor's degree from Wichita State in public health. You got married, had two children, then decided to switch careers and open a nail salon in Wichita, which you've owned for 7 years. Life must have been much different in Vietnam. Can you share some of what it was like growing up there and what your experience has been in the United States?
When I grew up in Vietnam, my dad, he a captain to training the soldier in South Vietnam to fight North Vietnam, because North Vietnam is communist. And after the war, they take over Vietnam and put my dad in prison for 11 years, no contact with family. They don't let my mom work. There's no support. My life really hard. When I come here, we start over. We don't have anything. A language barrier. We start over.
That had to be a difficult time for your family.
Oh, yes. We go through a lot. I live in Vietnam for 16 years. When I look back, I don't know how I survive. So that's why we come here, for freedom.
Do you recall what that trip was like?
First, we need to do a lot of application, qualified to come here. And then the United States government pay for us come to Thailand for 7 days to learning, you know, how life in United States. And then we come to Kansas City. I live in Kansas City. My family live there, but we don't speak English at all. My dad, he can write really good English. He can read really good English. But his accent is heavy, so people don't understand. He have the cancer because he get that from the prison in Vietnam, because they torture him, and you know, mentally and physically, his health really bad. So my mom, she have a friend live in Wichita. She come over and visits us in Kansas City and tell my mom, we in Wichita have a lot of family Vietnamese doctor, so that's why we come here.
What are some of the stereotypes that some people assume about Vietnamese people?
I have a lot of customer. They think a lot of Vietnamese people are successful in the United States now, because they see a lot of Vietnamese people. They have like doctor, lawyers, business owners, and we work really hard. I think American people see the difference now than before 1991. Because when I come here in 1991, people look Asian people different way, and now they look different.
Are there some traditions that you try to instill in your children from Vietnam?
Yes, I want my kids speak Vietnamese at home. Respects older people, come to visit grandparents, and take care of older people in family.
That is really important in the Vietnamese culture, as I understand it. Respect for your elders and take care of them. Why is that?
Yes, because I think parents, they work hard to take care of us when we're young. Now time we need to give back what we can. And like me, I grew up in Vietnam and America. The life is different.
There's a lot of difference?
Yeah, a lot of different. After I married and I have two kids, I love my mom more. Because my mom, I think she's a wonderful woman. She's a single mom and take care for of us. She have nothing. And now it's time me get back. I take care of my mom, you know, even like when she get older.
So now how many people work for you here?
Five people work, but us all, my family help me with my business.
So are these you said family members?
Yeah. My sister, my sister-in-law, and my cousin.
How long have you owned the business?
We've been here is over 7 years.
In terms of economics, do you find that you save money to assist with other family members?
Yes, we work really hard to save money. We don't spend much money. We try to sell a lot. We cook and eat at home, college tradition, and we don't spend a lot of money on food, don't spend a lot of money on clothes. We try to save money for family, even my kid, to pay for them go college. and sent back home to support my aunt, my uncle, my cousin.
So what's the best part of living in Wichita?
I like to live here because people in Wichita are really nice. And I think I learn a lot from people in Wichita and have a patience to listen when I don't speak English really well. And all my teacher, my friend, helped me a lot to improve my English.
That's Christine Gao. She is the owner of Perfect Nails in Normandy Center. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Carla.